Hi, it's Phil Hendry. It's time for episode 447 of our classic podcast from May of 2001. It's Mavis Leonard, one of the few times we actually feature Mavis on our classic podcast, so I'm very happy to have her here. And this is one of the darkest of all the Mavis bits. She wants to teach kids gun safety and respect, so she shot the kid's dog to show them, and her husband shot himself through his own hand. Very weird, very dark, nonetheless. It's funny. It's Mavis Leonard, and it's episode 447 from May of 2001, our classic podcast.
But I know that we have got to teach children the horrible things that can happen when you have a gun.
And you used to teach middle school, right?
Yes, I did. I used to teach middle school. I taught school 41 years. I taught middle school after I left Texas Teachers College. And I will tell you, Phil, I know children. I raised 5 children. I have 7 grandchildren. And every one of them knows what a gun can do. And I am so tired of parents taking all of the blame for a child who has found a gun, has gone out and done something horrible with it. This child in Florida.
You're talking about Nathaniel Brazil. Is that his name, Mike? Nathaniel Brazil?
That boy who shot his teacher.
Right.
Everybody's saying, well, what was the parents doing? How did he get a gun? I have a .39 caliber. I've taught my children what a gun can do. They have all kinds of cartoons that will tell them what a gun can do. You can look on the TV and see NYPD Blue, or you can see all these shows what a gun can do. And this boy went out. He shot that teacher. He knows. So I hate it when they blame the parents.
Well, our parents and the responsible guardians are the ones that teach the children right from wrong, don't they?
You know, they might teach right from wrong, but how stupid can a child be that doesn't know a gun is going to kill somebody? I taught my children what a gun can do, and I did it right away. The children had a big dog as a pet. Now, this was a big black dog, some kind of Labrador mix, like a mixed breed.
Okay.
And I said to them, now, I want you to see what a gun can do. I got a 38 caliber. I took them outside, I shot the dog, and I killed it.
Was the dog sick?
No, but I shot it and killed the dog to show the children what a gun can do. And we buried it in the backyard, and the children, they cried, and they keep themselves up crying all night. And
You shot the children's pet to see?
Yes, I did, and I did it to show them the hell that a gun can bring. My husband, Jeffrey, who died in 1993, and I love him very much, he had the children out at his workbench. And he said, I know I have to do it if I'm ever really going to teach these children right from wrong about guns. And my husband, Jeffrey, who I love very much, he took them out to his workbench. He had a .22 rifle. And he set that rifle up in like the vise. And he shot himself through his left hand.
In fact, your husband shot? You guys are You're going out and you're shooting dogs, and your husband shot himself. And
but that is how you teach a child the destructiveness of a gun. You don't just tell him, now don't you touch a gun, don't you do that, because the children are going to do it, because they are all interested about that. And we taught, and we caught James, who was our youngest, sticking his nose in the closet where the guns were, and we taught James. I'm going to tell you something about James. My son James is an alcoholic today. That's a bad thing.
And you want to know why he's an alcoholic?
No, wait, because he probably got traumatized or what have you by seeing me shoot his dog.
Yes.
But I will tell you this right now. I pray every day for James that he no longer is an alcoholic. But I would rather have him have a night-trained drinking son every day to fortify stuff than him playing with guns and maybe killing another human being. I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the savior of all people. And in my religion, God said, if thou not offends thee, pluck it out. And if the gun is offending thee, you got to shoot a dog to get the gun out of there.
All right. Mavis is a Mavis Leonard, right?
That is correct, yes.
All right. Mavis is with me. She's a former middle school teacher. We're talking about this kid, Nathaniel Brazil. Nathaniel in Miami. 14-year-old kid gets a gun, goes to school, shoots his teacher. And the whole idea about guns, you're a middle school teacher, and what do you do with kids? Now, our number is 1-800-449-8686. As a teacher and as a parent, you went and took your gun, which is a .38 caliber, and you shot the kid's dog.
That's right.
And your husband shot himself through the hand to show the kids what kind of damage a gun can do.
That is absolutely correct, because I am not going to have these children turn around and look at me and say, it's your fault, I don't know nothing about no gun. And it's Grandpa's fault, I don't know nothing about no gun.
But you got an alcoholic son today, and you're saying that he is an alcoholic because he was traumatized by seeing that dog get shot.
As I said, Mr. Henry, I would rather have...
You'd rather have an alcoholic son than a kid that's... than a guy that doesn't know how a gun works.
I would rather him be an alcoholic than have him out there shooting and killing people. And that is the truth. And I would tell you, I don't fool around. I'll tell you right now, if you are serious about letting a child know just how dangerous a gun is, you have to have him know how bad they are. And you may have to demonstrate. It doesn't have to be a dog or what my husband Jeffrey did. My sister Vivian took her daughter's puppets, and the child had the kind on a string.
Okay.
And she had about three of them, and she shot all three puppets.
She took the puppets outside?
She took these child's puppets, and she took her dolls, and she set them up on a tree. And she said, "Now, I want you to see this," because she was talking to her daughter, Arlene. And she went, "Watch this." And she took a gun and shot all the puppets and all the dolls. And she had done that after she heard I'd shot the dog. Now, not one of my grandchildren and not one of my children have ever been convicted of shooting another human being or have ever had a problem with a gun. And the children cried, said, "Why are you shooting my puppet?" And she said, "So you can see what happens to a human being when a puppet gets shot up. And that's what happens to a human being." And she shot the head off and the arm, leg, everything. She just blew hell out of all the dolls and puppets, everything the child had.
Well, you know what? You're telling me...
I know it's a shocking story.
You're telling me a shocking story about a mother who apparently loves her kids taking her gun and blasting hell out of the kid's dolls so the kid won't pick up a gun.
So that child will not pick up a gun. That is exactly right.
And you're telling me also fully admitting that your son's an alcoholic after he saw you shoot his dog. But you're okay with that because he knows what a gun can do and he won't go near it.
I would rather, like I said... That kid's going to be alcoholic or not, but I don't want that child getting in no trouble after having been involved with a gun.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. This is Bavis Leonard, a former middle school teacher, about what she did to teach her kids that guns were bad. She took their pet outside and shot it, and then her husband shot himself through the hand. Where is he dead?
My husband, yeah, Jeffrey is dead now.
That didn't kill him, did it?
No, that did not kill him. No, of course not. But he shot himself through the hand, and you should have heard him scream. He was screaming for like a half hour. But he did it for our children.
Okay, let me talk to Esther here on the Phil Henry Show. Esther?
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to say that I'm appalled that someone would shoot their kid's pet. I mean, you've taught this kid to love this pet, and my father... taught my brother and I what guns could do by teaching us to shoot when we were seven. He took us hunting with him. We would shoot deer and pheasant and bring them home and eat them, not just waste a life.
Well, you know, Esther, that's a very good point, but I want to tell you this. We grew up not very, my family, we did not have a lot of money, and so we couldn't run out and go hunting and do all that nice stuff. But what I wanted to do is give the children an idea as to what can happen, what a gun can do to something you love.
And that's
what we're talking about, isn't it? Aren't we talking about what a gun can do to something you love as opposed to just a deer or a mule or whatever you're shooting out there? What'd you go hunting for?
Well, what I'm saying is
did you shoot
a gun safety course or something where you can see the videos?
That's what white people do. No, black people in the inner city, we can't. All we can do is just tell a child.
And what do you mean something white people do?
Well, it's just, you know, gun safety and all that. Let's go out pheasant hunting. I couldn't tell you what a pheasant looked like. You know what I'm saying? So
what I took is a dog
that the child loved, and I blew its brains out.
That's appalling
God,
to
it's
me.
Just, it's...
I mean, I'm very well adjusted. I'm not an alcoholic. I've never shot anybody in my life. I've never shot a pet. And I still know the damage a gun can do.
Well, but you don't know what it's like to see something you love all shot up. And I can tell you, if your father had taken, I'm sure you had dolls or anything as a child.
Oh, yeah, we had dogs, cats, horses.
No, no, I'm talking about dolls and puppets and that kind of thing, like stuffed animals.
Oh, yeah.
All right, if your father had taken all those and shot those, or cut the heads off of them, or fed them into an industrial shredder.
I would think he was crazy. I'm sorry, but I wouldn't have any
fed them into
my
an...
father.
That's what we did with my daughter. You know, we took, she had some stuffed animals, and my husband has a large industrial shredder in the garage. And we put them in, and we said, if you ever go near the shredder, this is what can happen to you. Watch what happens to your doll. And we put her stuffed bear in there.
But God, nothing has any value to them anymore. I mean, if you keep taking things away that they cherish, then nothing will have any value to them anymore because it could be taken away at any moment.
My husband wanted to put his hand in there, and I told him, you cannot do that. You will kill, you will hurt yourself very badly. But that's how serious we were.
Well, and that should be enough to tell them that they'll hurt themselves very badly.
But put his hand in there?
Well, when my parents told me that something would hurt me very badly, yeah, I didn't do it.
No, but if my husband demonstrated by sticking his own hand into an industrial shredder.
He did that?
No, he was going to do it. I talked him out of it.
I mean, that's just crazy. That sounds
okay.
Like self-mutilation.
Yeah, that's...
We want to make sure the kids got the message.
Well, they can get the message without your husband sticking his hand into the shredder. Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. This is Mavis Leonard. She is a middle school teacher. We're talking about how to teach kids to stay away from guns. Your philosophy is, kids, you're getting tired of the adults getting blamed, right?
I'm so sick and tired. These stupid kids come over. You know what happened one time? I had my a friend come over, and she had her son. Now, I had my .38 caliber sitting on an end table in the living room.
Okay.
And this stupid child picked that up, and he points it at his dad. And, of course, we run, and we grab the gun from him right away.
Thank God.
That's right. But that stupid child thought it was a cigarette lighter. She looked at it, look at this cigarette lighter. I said, you have got to be kidding. You raise a dumb, stupid child like this, think it's a cigarette lighter. I'll teach him whether it's a cigarette lighter. So what I did is I held the gun to his head, and they were all screaming. I said, you think it's a cigarette lighter? No, and of course he didn't say that. And
put a gun to a kid's head, man, is going to be scaring him half to death.
Well, I tell you right now, he knows it's not a cigarette lighter now.
1-800-449-8686. Ben on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Look, there are thousands and thousands of responsible gun owners in the United States today. And I can't speak for all of them. That's true.
Have you got children?
Yes, I have children.
Have you ever thought about shooting one of their pets to teach them about guns?
Absolutely not. Destructive behavior. In fact, I'd go so far as say self-destructive behavior with you doing the kind of things that you do. If you love those kids, you're not going to traumatize them. You're not going to show them virtually criminal behavior on your own part and then claim that you're trying to teach them how to be responsible. Do you claim that you're teaching your kids to be responsible citizens? Do you think you're doing that?
Oh, yes, I do.
You think you're teaching them to be responsible by your irresponsibility. Is that what you're telling me?
I'm telling you, Ben, that the children will never know what a gun can take away something you love until you blow the brains right out of one of their pets.
I don't want to get personal, but I'm telling you right now, if you're not sick, then you are, without doubt, the most irresponsible person I have ever heard in my life. I'm not kidding you. When you're talking about firearms, and you're talking about something that has the power over life and death, and then you demonstrate the wrong use of it and think that somehow your kids are going to get a positive message out of it.
Well, they got the message that if you mess around with a gun, you can kill something you love, just the same way as when we took my daughter's dolls.
What about teaching your kids firearm safety? Enroll them in the National Rifle Association firearm safety course.
That's something all you rich people can do, all right? We don't have a lot of money, but I will tell you, you can take a child's doll and run it over with your car and say, look at that.
Oh, for crying out loud. Well, do you know anything about the safe operation of firearms yourself?
Of course I do. I got a
Well, then teach them that. Teach them that which you know.
I did. I showed them this what a .38 can do. And I shot a hole through the girl's Barbie doll. I blew the head right off it.
You're shooting the kid's Barbie doll.
That's right. Some object of affection to that child.
Well, that child bonded with that doll
and loved the doll, so you take away the thing that the child loves and say, oh, I'm teaching you something good,
positive. Either Barbie's head or hers.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Okay, this lady, a former middle school teacher. Now, you're retired, 41 years, though, and you have guns in the house. You had guns. Your husband's been dead for how long?
My husband, that was Jeffrey died in 1993, Phil. I wanted to say, though, that we don't have a lot of guns in our house when the kids are growing up.
Well, you had a 38, your husband had a 22, and the way you taught your kids gun safety was by taking the dog out bat, shooting it, shooting the kids' dolls, and feeding one of their stuffed animals into industrial shredder.
That teaches the children that things that they love can be destroyed. And I can tell you that I am a Christian, and I believe in Jesus. I believe he is the Savior of all people. And I know if the gun is offending me, shoot a dog, get that gun out of it. Because I shot a dog for Jesus just the other day. I shot a dog for Jesus just the other day. I shot a dog for Jesus just the other day. Now my boy is an alcoholic. That's the price you have to pay. Now that is a song that gives you comfort. You know, for the children, I don't fool around.
Your husband shot his own hand. He shot his own hand, didn't he?
That's right. And he screamed for a half hour. And he said to me, "Maybe I've got to teach the children." So he decided to put a bullet through his hand. And then he hopped around. God damn it, you know, and I say that as a Christian, but that hurt me. I do it for the children.
He did it for the children, bleeding with a bullet through his hand. Here's Kim on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wonder where in the world the police department is in this whole situation. Why is no one called on her and her husband
and
anybody else in the house?
What law am I breaking?
Excuse me?
What law did I break?
Oh, my gosh. You're sitting there murdering animals, which is against the law.
I shot one dog, and I shot a dog. I don't think there's any law against
shooting a dog. You do not treat children that way. That is not the way. And to be a former teacher, I just can't believe it. I'm a former elementary teacher.
So you want to keep
taking the heat? And I just can't imagine.
The development of a child
is not to go shoot your own hand to show them that they can't get guns.
Let me ask you something, Kim.
The development of a child, all you're teaching them is insecurity.
All these children, they are going to put the heat on you.
No,
and a kid goes out and shoots somebody, and you're the one going to get the heat because you are the mother.
No,
well, why shouldn't the parents get the heat?
And what are you teaching them? Appreciating their own things. I can't imagine throwing something in the shredder earlier that you said. What is that teaching them? How to appreciate their own things?
You love this stuffed animal. My daughter, Adrienne.
Well, we love a lot of things.
I love
they love you,
animal.
Too. And what if they picked the gun to you one day?
Because they learned that if they lose something. Apparently, you're not listening to what I'm saying, girl. I said, "You love this, right?" She said, "Yeah." I said, "Well, watch this." And then I threw it into the shredder.
I know.
Why did you do that?
That's right. And the reason
I've heard your story, and you are insane.
You are the craziest person I have ever heard of in my life.
This is why we have children running around with guns in schools and shooting people up in schools. This is not the only reason, but
Kim,
you are teaching them that it's okay.
How can you teach a child what happens to a human being when he gets shot? The way to do it is to shoot a puppet or a doll, shoot its head off.
That doesn't teach you what... I've heard several people mention gun safety, and many are not. You can get gun safety for free.
Wait a minute. If I shot a plastic doll with a gun, it would shoot the doll's head off.
That's what happens to a human being.
I just heard a guy say, you're not going to shoot a guy's head off with a handgun.
Clint Eastwood say you could shoot a man head clean off with a .44 Magnum. So if you put a bullet through a doll, you teach that child right quick, you don't mess around with me. Because I tell you right now, I shoot a dog, I can shoot a dog.
No, I can't believe the police department hasn't stepped in on this. This is our CPS department. I work for them. They should have stepped in for this, too.
If I knew where you live, I'd send them right over there to deal with you.
Kim,
I tell you, shooting a doll is not child abuse. Shooting a kid, that's child abuse, not a doll.
No, the way you were treating your children is.
All right, Kim, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Rick on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
How you doing? I just want to say that this woman thinks she's teaching her kids anything but stupidity. She's a fool.
Oh.
Shooting yourself in the hand is stupid. And if you think that showing your kids stupid behaviors is anything but teaching them stupidity, you got to be kidding. How did your husband die showing the kids that you don't step out in front of a Mack truck?
I bet you rehearsed that line a long time before you got on the radio.
Oh my God, what's it?
You think you're a real funny man, aren't you? My husband died of natural causes. We were married for over 40 years. Rick, watch you go step in front of a Mack truck. All right?
Somebody ought to take your kids all away from you.
My children have moved out. They're all grown up and moved out. I'm telling you, when they were children.
Oh, this is you said the grandkids.
Grandkids don't live with me. So, see, Rick, they can't even take the kids away from me.
A person like you shouldn't even have kids.
Well, I had kids.
You shouldn't have any kids in your control. That's incredible. You're teaching these kids stupidity.
Oh, I see.
And then you're telling people that you think somebody that picks up a gun and doesn't know what it does is stupid.
That's right.
So these kids are stupid.
That's right.
All you're teaching them is stupid behavior.
They turn around and see all a gun can do. If they don't know what a gun does now, they must be dumb. Now, your kids know what a gun can do?
Absolutely.
Where'd they learn it? By watching on the cartoons? Okay.
My kids don't watch cartoons.
Well, how do they learn what a gun can do?
They learn what a gun can do because I tell them what a gun can do. I show them guns. I show them what the guns can do.
And also, you can show them what a gun can do by shooting one of their pets.
Well, I'm not going to go shoot the kid's dog. That's traumatizing the kid. That's stupid.
Well, then he'll never know.
He can figure it out better than killing his own pet. Thank you. 1-800-449. God, this is depressing.
Well, I didn't mean to depress you, Mr. Henry.
You got a kid that's an alcoholic today because he saw you shoot the dog, and you say you'd rather have an alcoholic son than a guy that's a murderer.
All right, Phil, I tell you what, I'd rather have a murderer than an alcoholic son. How's that? Does that make you feel better?
No, I'd rather that he not be either alcoholic or a murderer. And I'd rather that, and by the way, you're not going to teach a kid what a bullet does to a human being by shooting a plastic doll. Laura, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes.
I'm just wondering, you know, guns are usually typically used to hurt and to harm and to kill, you know, to kill people that you hate, not to damage something you love. And I just feel like I feel like you can't.
Well, Laura, I'm trying to tell you that sometimes if a gun damages somebody that you love, then that can happen too.
But
and you can do it by accident.
But aren't you, I mean...
So what I'm doing, Laura, is I'm simply saying to the child...
Did you want to teach your kids to...
Watch this.
...protect, or did you want to prove a point?
And I set fire to the children's toys.
Right, but what are you proving by that?
What I'm proving is this.
Can you answer that question?
If you are careless with gasoline, then you can lose something you love. And I said, now watch this, children. And I brought the toy chest out in the backyard. I dumped a 5-gallon can of gasoline all over it, and I set it on fire. So
but
the whole thing burned.
You
burned up the kids' toys?
That's right.
That. You're not teaching them, anything by doing that.
Yes, I did. I showed them, see, now you lost what you love because you were messing around with gasoline.
Well, they didn't do a thing. What they did is they just watched mommy pour gasoline on the toys and set fire to it. And then when they saw their grandfather shoot his own hand,
right.
And then when you put the stuffed bear through an industrial shredder, and then you shoot the dog. I mean, God.
Now they know.
Now they know what? Now they know.
Now they know a gun can blow the head off a doll.
That, hey, great, okay. Now we know a gun can blow the head off a doll. Okay, Laura, thanks a lot. Mavis.
Well, you don't want to put me on the radio. You call me up and you have me up.
I didn't call you. You called me.
Let me look at speed dial. Oh, yeah, you were the last number I called.
That's right. You called me. Poured a 5-gallon can of gasoline.
I talked to him about safe sex by hiring a hooker to lie with my son.
Okay.